eternity, and we have little left in our chest. So what do we have? I would say we have the seduction of Christianity, if I had to give you a title. You take the emerging church movement, principally evangelical. One of their leaders in America has just announced that he's celebrating Ramadan with his Muslim friends. The emerging church says, you know, truth is open-ended. The church must be open-ended. We don't want fixed doctrines and fixed seasons and fixed Bibles. God is ever-present and doing new things, so let's embrace it. If we find it in the Quran, if we find it in the Bhagavad Gita, if we find it in wherever, we embrace it because we are a church that is constantly emerging, a church without borders and a church without walls. Then, of course, we have a moral difficulty, homosexuality. The Anglican Church split right down the middle over the issue of being gay. Who would have thought the Anglican Church, with her 39 articles, with her faith, her liturgy, her prayer book, her canons, her order, her discipline, can now divide with those who say it is right to be a gay, those who say it is wrong to be gay. And the Church of England, as the Church in Australia, New Zealand, America, and around the world, is riven. And it will be not just the Anglicans, but take the evangelicals. I wanted us to sing a song. It's a song which I know my wife Rosemary really likes. And it's a song about not denying Jesus. It's a wonderful song that has, in the context of persecution, about allegiance to Christ. I think some of you may know it. Well, the author of that good song is now gay. Oh, I think of a friend of mine, a noted Keswick preacher, one of the great leaders of the Evangelical Alliance of Britain and of the evangelical movement in the UK, who left his wife and children because he announced that he is gay. And what do you do with his books? So it's not just the Anglicans. Evangelicals are facing a similar problem, as many in our Christian unions will tell you in England. Then there's grace. You say, can you really fall out over grace? Well, you know, the early church did. In the second century, a heresy arose known as Marcionism. And Marcion came along and he said,